The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Before an archer looses his arrow, he first has to spot his target. Before a golfer takes a swing, they have to know in which direction the hole is in. Before we begin something, anything, we usually have to have some end or some goal in mind. For Christ and the apostles, this is no different. The transfiguration of our Lord today acts as a sort of guidepost or a goal. And it's a goal for the coming weeks for Christ and the apostles. It's a foretaste of what's to come. The journey ahead for them is hazardous. And so it is fitting that Christ would reveal his glory to his apostles to show them what awaits the other side of the cross. The transfiguration today reminds us of the baptism of Christ when the full Trinity was present. Because here at the transfiguration, too, the Trinity is present. The Father in the voice, the Son in the man, and the Spirit in the bright cloud. Aquinas tells us that just as in baptism, God confers innocence, and this is signified by the simplicity of the dove, so too in the resurrection will he give his elect the clarity of glory and refreshment from every form of evil, as signified by the bright cloud. For really, the transfiguration was in some way an anticipation or a guidepost, a pointing forward not only of Christ's glorification, but also to ours. As St. Paul says, we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. My brothers and sisters, though our times may be dark and plague-infested, Christ is the brilliant light that illuminates the darkness and dispels all disease. We have only to trust in him and suffer with him, because if we can share in his suffering, if we can share in his death, then we can share too in his resurrection and glorification.